Peace be with you. Imagine you are going on national television in prime time as a contestant for America's Top Talent. You're asked by the judge to compose a song on the spot, and sing it on the theme of hope. What will be your lyric? What about the music score? Let me give it a try without singing. Hope is Peter Pan's pixie dust. It gives you the wings of faith to fly to Neverland. Hope is the Hummer with 239 horsepower. It drives you across the uneven terrain of life. Hope is the catchy word that enchants us. It gets Obama to the White House. Hope is the sweet dream of a girl. It promises her a white knight prince in waiting. Hope is the undying fire in a heap of amber. It rekindles the passion of your heart. Hope is the assurance of tomorrow. It knows the setting sun shall rise again above the horizon. Hope is the energizer bunny. It just keeps you going and going and going. 2,000 years ago, a man named Zechariah also sang his song of hope. He and his wife, Elizabeth, were advanced in the age without a child. Their nation was under the pillage and conquered by one power after another. One day, while he was on duty, priestly duty in the temple of Jerusalem, an angel of the Lord visited him and told him some incredible things. To his disbelief, his wife, his barren wife, would bear a child who shall be called John, also known as John the Baptist. John would be the forerunner, the equivalent of usher or MC of a Broadway show. For Jesus Christ, who was to be born 6 months after John, on the eighth day after John's birth, the day of circumcision according to Mosaic law, Father Zechariah composed this song, a song of hope. We just read that. I'm going to read it one more time, asking you to pay particular attention to two metaphors that Zechariah used in describing the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Two metaphors. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come and redeemed his people. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he said through his holy prophets of long ago, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies and to enable us to serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him in all our days. And you, my child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of sin, because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace. In this passage we just reread, Zechariah used two explicit metaphors to describe our Lord Jesus Christ. First, a horn of salvation from the house of his servant David. And then the rising sun that come to us from heaven. The song also has three implicit metaphors. This is the SAT question. A, Lion of Judah. B, Lamb of God. C, the light of the world. D, all of the above. All of the above. Lion, Lamb, and light are the three reasons for our true hope in life. First, this horn of salvation came from the household of King David in the tribe of Judah. Over 1800 years before the birth of Christ, Jacob, a patriarch of Israelites, prophesied by his deathbed the coming of the Shiloh, meaning the peace giver, from the tribe of Judah, and that was in Genesis 49. Judah was likened to lion's cub, and Jesus, the Prince of Peace, the peace giver, was referred to in the Bible as the Lion of Judah. Almost 900 years after Jacob's prophecy, Prophet Nathan, in the days of David, relayed God's promise to King David that a descendant from him will be king forever, the eternal king. This eternal king for the kingdom of God is none other than our Lord Jesus Christ, the true Lion King. You all watch the movie Lion King. He's the true Lion King, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Perhaps unbeknownst to Zechariah then, this horn of salvation, the Lion of Judah, is not only the King of the Jews, but the King of all God's people as well. This Lion King was to suffer a mortal wound, as animatedly depicted in the movie The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, scene named after the C.S. Lewis book, and also in another movie of Mel Gibson, The Passion of the Christ. The Lion of Judah is also the Lamb of God. That is one greatest paradoxical truth of the Bible. The King of the Kingdom of God was sacrificed as the Lamb of God. In so doing, calling and winning the hearts of many lost sinners to become the citizens of the heavenly kingdom. John the Baptist, according to his father, Zechariah's song, was to present this Lord, the Lion King, to God's people so that they will have the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of sins. How can the forgiveness of sins be possible? It is through this Lion King who was to become the Lamb of God by his dying on the cross. As a priest, Zechariah probably knew best that the forgiveness of sin did not come easy. It involved the shedding of blood. In this case, the shedding of the precious blood of the Son of God. Have you accepted this Lion of King, this Lion King of Judah, the Lamb of God, into your heart and receive the forgiveness of sin? I encourage you to take that step of faith and accept him if you have not already done so. Zechariah continued in his song of hope, "The rising sun shall come to us from heaven." The light of the world from another world was to come to us and make dwelling among us. This is the central message of Christmas. God the Son became God the incarnate, the Emmanuel, that is God with us. This light will dispel all darkness. 7 centuries before Christ's birth, prophet Isaiah prophesied in manifold clarity, this Emmanuel would be born of a virgin. as a shoot from the stump of Jesse, the father of King David, and as the great light seen by the people walking in darkness, and the light dawning on those living in the land of the shadow of death. The origin of this light is otherworldly, for his name is divinely revealing in another passage in the book of Isaiah. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Jesus himself said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. We live in a postmodern world that marginalizes, if not outright rejects, the truth of any kind and brand, especially the meta-narrative of biblical truth. The evolutionism you learn at school tries to upset your faith by trumping God's truth that God is the creator of the universe and life. The light of the world has come, full of grace and truth. Jesus said, you will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Have you seen the light of the truth? In this light, have you seen that we are all sinners and live in darkness for too long? Now it is high time to come out of that darkness of sin and death and become a child of light. Jesus also said to his followers, you are the light of the world. As children of light, we are to bear witness off to the light and live a life that is full of light. Brothers and sisters, our hope of deliverance does not rest upon the power of any nation in this world, even though we are living in a world of the lone superpower. It comes from the power of the world to come. The horn of salvation is mighty and able to deliver us from the oppression of any kind, be it social justice, moral sin, and spiritual death. Those who take pride in the ever more powerful human armament and weaponry will be put to shame. In October, we just witnessed one great nation on the other side of the globe put on a big show of their armament and weaponry in the celebration of the founding of that country. The world's power, more often than not, have come out of gun bearers, but they come and go without a single exception. The power of the everlasting kingdom of God come not by human strength, but by the mighty arm of the Lion King of Judah. The King has come in humility and love, and he shall return in glory and power. Are you ready for this King's return? Perhaps prepare a way in the hearts of our own and our contemporaries, just as John the Baptist did in his time. Preach the word all the time. Share the love of God with others in words and in deeds. Be creative in what you do. Be courageous. Never lose heart. Brothers and sisters, our hope of salvation does not come from the self-righteous acts of human efforts, human charity, a common hallmark of all the world's unbiblical religions. Our hope of salvation comes from the righteous sacrifice of the Lamb of God. He alone is able to deliver us from the penalty of sin, the power of sin, and ultimately, the presence of sin. Any human efforts will fall short of achieving eternal salvation. Who in our right mind would think that the gift of eternal life can be sufficiently earned by our own limited and imperfect acts of charity, trenched in highly questionable motives of ultimate self-serving, self-glorification? Come to Jesus, the Lamb of God, for the forgiveness of sin. Brothers and sisters, our hope of understanding does not come from ever-shifting scientific conjectures and speculations. It comes from the light of the Word, who bears witness to God's truth to this world of darkness. The truth is, we are all created in God's glorious image and likeness. We are God's image bearers. But we are sinners and fall short of the glory of God. Now the light has come. We ought not to continue to live in darkness. Come out of the dungeon and closet and embrace the fresh and warm sunlight that comes from the high heaven. Walk on the sunny side of life. What darkness are we in? What secret life are we living? What immoral web of relations are we entangled into? Come out of it. Live in the light. As Apostle Peter said, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of the darkness into His wonderful light." Today, on the first Sunday of Advent, I implore all of us, behold our Lord Jesus Christ and become His. Believe the Lion King of Judah and become the redeemed citizen of heaven. Believe the Lamb of God and become the new member of His flock. And believe the light of the world and become His witness of light and life. Because Christ, the Lion, the Lamb, and light is our only true hope in life, in this life, in the life to come. God bless you. Let's bow and pray. Lord God, we thank you for sending to us the horn of salvation, the light that comes from the high heaven. Help us to embrace the Lion King of Judah, the Lamb of God, and the light of the world. Help us to become the citizens of heaven, a child in God's household, and a Christian of light. Thank you. May you have mercy on all of us. Help us with a heart of anticipation to wait upon the return of the Lion. In Jesus' name, amen.